Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and a little bit about curling. But most important, the phone lines are open, so we'd love to hear your questions at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. We are the two-time Consumer's Choice Award winner in the category of heating and air conditioning contractor. What do you have to say about that, Mr. Gilbert? Will you stop playing your game? Like, come on.
Well, I mean, let's face it. People understand that they're not going to hear my voice for at least 5 minutes into the production because you've got your diatribe. So I'm letting you do your thing, and I'm just playing a word puzzle.
It's only one page long.
No, it's not. No. You have a listener call in and just they could probably repeat it. They've heard it so many times.
Well, that's right. Yeah. That's good. And, you know, I'm going to say something to that.
Okay.
A lot of our listeners out there don't need heating or air conditioning right now, or don't need a service call right now on heating and air conditioning. But they listen. They don't play a word puzzle game on their phone. They listen to us.
All right.
And when they do need us, it's that calming voice on the radio.
Calming
that
voice.
That makes them pick up the phone.
Yeah, and call Peter Inch and Associates.
That's right. At, do you know the number?
226 no, I don't.
499 3752.
There you go.
226. And we're there to look after.
499-3752. Got it.
Hey, is that in your word puzzle game?
No, it's not there. No.
The you've been reading your Google reviews on the show.
Well, they're important to me. No.
I have one here from Edith. Says, thank you, Brandon and Kenny, for the wonderful work you did on my dad's new air conditioner.
Nice.
He was so impressed that you were polite, friendly, paid attention, neat, and tidy.
Wow, there's one for you. Yeah.
Hardworking, patient, to explain and demonstrate all the improvements in the home. Going back to the shop to make a service door for his furnace was an extra special and going the extra mile.
Nice.
That really made him happy.
Nice.
He has been talking about it all week. A big thank you.
Sweet. Thank you. That's awesome.
That was
appreciate that.
Five-star.
Nice.
So congratulations, Brandon and Kenny.
Yep.
Wish them the best. They're doing a good job.
They are.
Now, we're going to be shut down Monday morning.
We are.
For about... won't be open till about 11 o'clock. I don't think that's ever happened in our...
I think you don't think that we're that photogenic. I think it's going to go a whole lot smoother than what you think.
Well, I had to get a drone to try to get far enough away from you guys to take the picture.
Right, yeah.
You know, so that...
There you go.
But we're going to be... if you see a whole bunch of Peter Inch and Associates trucks early Monday morning up around the airport... That's we're going to be up there taking pictures, maybe as the jets fly by.
Yeah,
you know, we'll get
hopefully
that in
we're
the background.
Not, hopefully, the guys aren't driving that fast that they mistake us for an F-16 or an F-18.
Yeah.
That would be embarrassing. Yeah.
But, you're getting, people are saying, I saw you, Steve. You know, it was a big yellow van.
Yeah. I don't drive a big yellow van. No, yeah. I drive the quiet RAV4 hybrid. That's me.
Spaceship. You could go to the air show today.
I could.
Be part of the air show going down the runway.
me and my RAV.
We know when you arrive at work every day, we hear the spaceship come in
and
start to back up.
It's the signature.
I remember when you drove me home one day and I'm running out yelling at you, there's something wrong with your car. It's making a really weird noise.
No, that's it. That's the noise. Yes.
So that's it, so you don't run anybody over.
Yeah. I mean, other cars have their beep, beep, beep when they back up, but hybrids, because when they're running electrically, they're silent, so they need to have a sound. So That's Toyota's sound.
It's kind of like our heat pumps are so quiet.
Yeah.
One day they'll have to make them noisy.
Is that running?
Yeah.
But people, no, they won't want it noisy. They want
it quiet. We did that when we were doing some of these videos, and we should thank Keyframe for helping us with this.
Yes.
But we took an air conditioner apart that was plugged.
Yes, completely.
And we cleaned it and put it back together. And then somebody said, well, is that air conditioner running? And I had to go over and put my hand on top of it to see.
Yeah.
And they went, wow, you could hear it from the street before.
Right.
And it was just because it was
starving for air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really plugged bad. The curling's starting up. So we've got a couple of our junior teams are already playing in Spiels.
Yeah, in the Stu Cells, aren't they?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, that's happening. But in St. Thomas.
In St. Thomas.
The most important curling club in this area is going to be having Learn to Curl programs starting the first week of October.
Right.
So you can go out.
Is the compressor on?
Yep, compressor's on, freezing the
sand. Nice.
So you will be able to go out in the afternoon or evening on the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and give that a try.
Cool.
So if you're thinking of curling, you know.
What are those dates?
Now, you know, I'll tell you when we come back from the message, Steve. It's the first week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but
it would be nice if you had those dates. But
I'll get those.
Okay, all right.
You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I.
Got any ideas, Steve? That already, you know, just thrown right in there.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating Air Conditioning. Phone lines are open at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. You can give Mr. Gilbert a hand of the theme of the bumper music because I even gave him an extra guess. He didn't take it. And now he's down two guesses and he still doesn't know it.
I still get my full compliment of guessing. Just because you offered me a clue doesn't mean anything.
All right. Well, we'll get to the question. Oh, sorry. The cliffhanger.
Thank you.
The cliffhanger.
When are the dates?
The dates are October 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Okay.
First week
2023.
October.
First week of October.
Tuesday,
St. Thomas
Wednesday,
Curling
Thursday.
Club. Yep. Parkside Drive, St. Thomas, Ontario.
2 to 4 in the afternoon, 7 to 9. 6:30 to 8:30.
Got it.
Because we have to give the members some time to practice.
Yeah, I want to throw some rocks too, right?
So,
yeah.
And I'll be out there Tuesday, Thursday.
Okay. What's wrong with Wednesday?
Well, Steve, now that you brought that up, I will be receiving an award.
Oh, wow. I walked right into that. Wow.
From the RBC Convention Center.
Wow.
Just, you know, not very far from here.
Yes.
Pray
tell, what is the said award all about, Peter?
The award is about promoting the convention center to the, to which was the Briar Patch.
Oh, my God. Are they giving you that?
Yeah. Little crystal that I'll put in my office, right on my desk.
Right.
You know, polish it every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like the Oscar, you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I'm glad you asked where I was going to be
Thank
on the
you.
Wednesday.
It's all good.
I appreciate that.
Way to go.
We'll talk a little more when it gets a little
closer. No, we won't.
We'll add that to the, and the winner of.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay, good. All right.
But here's a question for you.
Thanks. I'm sure the listeners are wanting a question.
Okay. I'm having a buildup of condensation around my furnace. What could the cause be?
Oh, well, the condensation's probably having up on top on the metal just above the furnace, and that's probably normal. That's because your air conditioner, your evaporator coil is up in there, and it gets very, very cold. That's one of the reasons it cools the house is it absorbs the heat. So that evaporator coil gets very, very cold and absorbs the heat and the moisture from inside the house. So because it's cold and there's probably some, we're in a transition time where it's starting to cool off at nights, getting hot during the day. The humidity level might be up in the house, so as that surface of that metal gets really, really cold, it's just going to condense because there's probably just a lot of moisture in that basement.
And you said it's getting cold. We had a heat warning.
I'm sorry. It was 16 degrees this morning when I woke up and got to my car. Did you realize that?
I'm wearing pants for the first time in a long
right.
time. Except
it,
for
it,
when
it
I go
It was
to work.
Hot, so. But I mean, prior to the heat wave, it was 9 degrees at night. Yeah.
So what should we start thinking about doing? Getting ready. Get it washed. Get it dried.
I'm thinking about they should make sure they should have their furnace checked. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking that you better get
I know
your
what you're
air
thinking.
Conditioner cover
oh,
cleaned.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And winter cover, get it ready.
Thank the Lord we are selling heat pumps these days. What are you going to do when there's no more covers?
I already told you, I'm going to sell my heat pump wax.
Oh, yes,
you know, your the wax here, wax. You know, that with my face on it.
Right.
And, you know.
Yeah, and your new crystal award from yep. RBC Place.
Yes, maybe I'll hold that up in the
yeah,
picture.
That's exactly it, yeah.
Next question talks a little bit about what you added into there. The humidity in my home is ranging between 78 and 85.
Yeah.
Now, this was called or sent in when the heat wave was on. What is normal and why would this be happening?
Well, we're going through seasonal changes, and seasonal changes always mean humidity changes. So we're in southwestern Ontario. We're surrounded by the Great Lakes. We have a lot of humidity. So when it cools off at night, your air conditioner doesn't run, and if there's humidity in the air, it finds its way into the house. So your humidity levels are going up because your air conditioner is not on to take that humidity out of the house. And it won't come on until, you know, it heats up. So, and some of those days we were kind of hovering around 20. When it got really hot, your humidity levels back up to 80, 90% in the house. And now your air conditioner, when it first turns on because it's hot outside, it's got to deal with all that moisture first. So it's going to run and run and run just to try to get rid of the moisture before it actually starts affecting the temperature.
And we, when they this call came in, I went to our Ecobee.
Right.
Because it says right on it, and we were 74
right.
at the shop. But I said to Vanessa, is it cool? Well, yeah, it's comfortable in here. I said, yeah. So even though it says 74, it's still comfortable
right.
in the home. But now it's probably down to 54. Or could less
be.
Now.
As it gets colder, you're going to see that humidity level start to drop. Yeah. So just the colder air can't hold as much humidity. So as temperatures start to drop, humidity levels start to drop as well.
So if you drop your temperature, that'll make the air conditioner run longer and pull out more humidity.
Yes, it will.
Or you could turn the furnace on.
And just move air.
And well, no, turn the heat on. And well, turn it up to like 90 degrees. And
what
it
are
will,
you talking about?
It will burn the heat off. So even though it's hot outside, you can make your house hotter.
Why?
And you can reduce the
okay,
humidity.
Okay, what are you talking about? What is in your Gatorade Zero?
I had to go down and get that.
I know you did.
Today.
You forgot it, the car. But what's in there?
But you can. You can either burn it off or cool it off. But that's how you can get rid of the humidity. You learned something today?
No, I'm not going to agree with you on this point.
Well, I'm going to take you back to school then.
Okay, take me to school, yeah. Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to the next question. I want to book a furnace and AC tune-up on the same day. When do you stop doing AC tune-ups?
Well, we're going to do AC tune-ups as long as the weather allows us. We do cold startups, so we can do it well into the fall, so we're going to continue to do AC tune-ups until probably the snow flies.
So 10 degrees or less, we're probably...
Yeah, probably stopping at that.
Stopping
yeah.
at that point. So yeah. we have that. Do you want to do the ad, Steve? You seem to, every time the ad comes on in here, you do it, you know. We've had great success.
We have great success on an ad we're running where, you know, you book your furnace right now and we'll do your air conditioner for free.
Why we say September, we could probably even your phone now and we might push you to October.
Yeah.
But we won't be able to do it in November
probably
or
not.
December.
Yeah.
Or
unless it stays like this and the weather's warm and winter really doesn't happen until January and February.
Unless
who knows?
It's a...
In the West, they call it a Chinook.
No, a heat pump. Unless it's a heat pump.
I thought you were talking about the weather.
No.
Okay. All right.
Oh, heat pumps. I leave that up to... You know, the weather people. Now, when I woke up this morning and let the dog out and it had rained, I didn't hear any rain.
Right. You so know, it's just like a mist, right?
I was like, okay. No, I didn't hear the weather people saying it was going to rain on Saturday.
Okay, you wouldn't let thunder out?
Well, no, I wouldn't have washed the car. So, well, now I got a dirty car after I just washed it. So, and for the shoot, you know,
that's right, the
drone and everything.
That car wasn't going to stay clean until Monday.
Well, it would have. I'm busy this weekend. I got a lot going on.
You got golf tomorrow.
I got golf tomorrow, the final of our league.
Yes.
You know, I'll hopefully carry another trophy out, number one, all the way.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I was number five last year. I was fifth last year.
Number five.
I'm trying to move up.
Okay.
And then I got a board meeting at the curling club.
Wow.
You know, so I got lots going on.
Okay. And I'm working.
Yep.
I've got a
few. So you're going to sell some stuff, which will even make me busier.
I got a couple of calls today, and I got a call tomorrow as well. So, yeah.
And you're making me run after this. I got to run to the shop.
For a question that I needed an answer for. Yep. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, you look really sorry. Playing your word game.
I'm not. No, it's closed down. It's off.
Okay. Next question. I want to. Oh, no, we just did that one. Sorry. The air conditioner was not working. We rebooted the unit. Where'd rebooted come from? Computers.
Computers, yep.
So we rebooted the unit a couple of times, and now it is working. Should we cancel our appointment?
I'm going to say no to that. You don't know why it stopped working, and if you've had to do a hard reset by rebooting it, then I would suggest that you continue to have someone come and just do a checkup on it just to make sure that everything's all right. If not, you know, if something else happens to it, it could be a major repair. Instead of right now, it just might be a minor one. So I would continue to have my service call on that and have it checked out just to make sure that it's everything is good.
Now, we're not like a car where the codes stay.
Right.
Especially when you do a reboot. When you kill the power to the unit, the codes go away.
Yep, they erase.
So sometimes it's not a good thing to do that if we're coming out. So,
and that's on your furnace and your air conditioner.
That's right. Days. And now a lot of these air conditioners communicate with the furnace.
Right.
So we used to always talk about turning the breaker off in the winter. But when you do that with a communicating one,
you'll get an error on your thermostat for sure.
It will put up error codes and say that there's issues. And
all these new cold climate heat pumps, they all have computer boards in them. So the days of you're just going to be leaving the power on to all those units these days.
And you should have a surge protectors with everything that's going on. So. Well, you're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake.
You've lived on sponge cake before, haven't you?
No, I haven't. Is this about the Western Fair?
No.
Oh, darn. Wow. I thought, you know, funnel cake, sponge cake. I thought I was just going for a little bit of a reach there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we'll keep going. One more song before you got to.
You're having some margaritas tonight?
Yeah. No. Oh, okay. No. Didn't wait. Well, I may.
That was Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Yep.
Thanks.
I may have a Coke tonight. Oh. Stepping it up, you know, from the Gatorade Zero.
Wow,
I may
Coke.
A hard.
Oh, yeah.
Coke classic.
Going to throw some rum or rye in that Coke, are you?
No.
No?
Okay. Just right. And, you know, I get, you know, that was one of the flops of history.
What was?
When Coke decided they were going to get rid of Coke classic and just bring in new Coke.
Do you know that there's only two people in the world that know the original Coke recipe? And they can't fly in the same plane together.
Really?
It goes down.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, I appreciate it. There is a difference between Coke and Pepsi. I'll just tell
you. Absolutely, there is.
Somebody gives me, I know
absolutely.
The difference.
Yeah. So. You do know the difference.
I could do a blind taste test and get it right every single time.
Wow! Even with all the different versions of Coke, could you do that?
Yep.
Oh, you're that much of a Cokie. He's a Coke head.
Yep. Now, this next one, I'm going to give us the whole segment for you to talk about this. So, Steve, you, like, I'm just going to sit back.
Are you?
And the customer.
Is this like an interview?
No, well, it could be, but you don't like the questions I ask you, so you usually go off on a tangent.
I usually go on tangents, yeah.
So it says, this one was, what sets you apart from other heating air conditioning companies in the London area?
Wow. What sets us apart? Well, I you know, the first thing I'm just going to say is the people. So I think that we have... one of the, if not the best team of people, HVAC technicians and HVAC personnel in the business. So our people are what make us our success. They're the ones who are customer facing. They're the ones that answer the phone and talk with people. They're the ones that set the appointments, follow the appointments, and they're the ones that, you know, get up late at night, work late hours, work long, difficult installs. They're the ones that do it. So they are the front face of our company, Peter Inch & Associates. And without them, you know, we wouldn't be where we are today. So all those Google reviews, it's great that they say about the company, but they also mention our people. It's all about our people. So yes, we drive these really bright, fancy trucks, and that's marketing, to get people to notice us, and they see us. But really, it's that interaction the first time you call us on the phone and you actually hear either your voice or Vanessa's voice or maybe mine or Murray's or Dean's answering the phone and pick it up and talk to you and schedule your appointment to when the technician comes and looks after whatever you need. So... that's who we are. It's us as a company.
That's it? Come on. You got another 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, no. I can say lots of things. You know, I can say stuff like we do things differently. We do things differently. We spend a lot of time on processes, making sure that when something happens within a home, whether it's... a repair or you need a quotation or something like that, there's processes in place that we follow to make sure that we don't ever drop the ball. Does the ball get dropped from time to time? Absolutely. But we pride ourselves on picking that ball up and making it right with our customers. So if we make a mistake, we're the first ones to admit it, and we will make sure that that is you'll be completely satisfied when we're finished with it in resolution to that mistake that we've made. We don't like to make mistakes very often. We learn from them and we move on from them. But we are a different company just with how we do our installations, just how we interact with our customers, just how we do our maintenances and our services. We take longer. We're not about having to say, well, we've got a job tomorrow, so sorry, Mr. Customer, we're going to come back and see you next week. We're going to be there until we get it done. So if that means making some changes the following day to be back and get it finished, then that's what we're going to do. So we're always, we're very customer focused, but we're also company focused. We have to make sure that our company is going to weather the storm and that we're always going to be there for you. So that's the whole thing about our people. Our people are our company, and we're just here to serve you the best way we can. And we're not for everybody. Obviously, If you don't like the way that we do things, or maybe we don't do it fast enough for you, or you don't like how much we charge, then you know, there are lots of other choices. But we pride ourselves in being thorough, being honest, with integrity, trying to show up on time, respect your time, do a complete job, giving you all the options that you need to make an informed decision. Because if you're facing a $1,000 or $1,500 repair on a 15-year-old piece of equipment, you need another option. You don't have to repair it. You don't have to replace it, but at least we'll give you the option. It's important just for customers to have all their information in order for them to make an informed decision. It's their money. It's their home. They know their finances better than anybody. No one has a budget these days to replace their equipment. Everybody's financing it, whether it's on a credit card or their own personal line of credit. We understand all that. So it's not It's not my money. I just respect you for your decision. So I just try to give you all the information we can. And all our people are that way.
The people are skilled in their area.
Absolutely.
So instead of having a company where this person's trying to do four or five things, we have, skilled technicians, skilled installers, skilled sales comfort consultants, skilled inventory controllers, skilled customer service rep. I mean, we have the people that are in the seats
right.
on the bus to make sure that they're doing the job right. Now, does that not mean they cross over? Sure they do. But they're crossing over to assist the guy that is skilled in that area.
Yeah.
So that's what we see. And like you say, we give free estimates on replacing your equipment. If you want us to come out and look at your furnace or air, that's there's a diagnostic charge to come out and look at that. But if you decide to go with a replacement, that diagnostic charge comes off the price of the new equipment. So, but the bright yellow truck, Steve, the yellow and blue, so that it slaps you in the face. I saw you drive by. I was on Horton. You went by on Wellington. I went, there's our truck.
He's ahead of me. I'm late.
I thought you got the only parking spot. I was getting pretty upset at that point.
Yeah.
But, they're there for you to see it. So when we're in your neighborhood, you know we're there.
Yeah.
And you can take. And if we promise something, we live up to that promise.
Yes.
That's one thing that we want. Oh, sorry. I didn't know about that. So now we'll do this. We have to check everything, make sure everything's okay, and make sure that the promise is correct
yes.
when we say it. So a lot of people say, well, give me a ballpark. I don't give guesstimates. I give estimates.
Yes.
And the estimate I got to live up to. A guesstimate, it costs you a dollar to buy a furnace. How's that? And then, and not give you the correct price. We'd rather come out, do the heat loss, heat gain, look at the installation, look at all the scenarios, you want to move it, what do you want to do, and then give that total price.
Yeah.
And I'd say the other thing about our company is we're looked at leaders in our industry. We are being asked questions by big players in the industry to find out where we're going, what we're doing, so we are not we may be a smaller company, but we aren't a smaller player in the HVAC field.
No, there's a lot of experience in our building with just not only with administration office, but also our technicians. So we have a lot of experience, and we even have a new sheet metal guy, Roy, who's helping us using our sheet metal shop to help build our metal. And he comes with much experience.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's about 23 years older.
Yeah.
Than me and you.
Yeah.
And was taught, has taught at Fanshawe, has taught at other HVAC companies or schools, colleges, so forth.
I loved him the other day. He was really sobering. He was in, and he was in just to build some metal, and he was on his way to the office. Okay, Vanessa, I'm on my way. She said, well, you just got here, Roy. You're all done? He said, yeah, he said, your salespeople aren't selling too much, so I don't have enough to do. And he looked right at me, and I went, Roy, man, that's really harsh.
I like Roy.
So did I. I thought, wow, I need you in here every single day just to kind of, he's refreshing. He's got a good sense of humor. He fits our culture pretty well.
Yeah. So you're listening to Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back. Okay, Steve.
Okay, I'm gonna get some input from Juan.
Yeah,
Juan?
I was gonna say call a friend
Juan?
Here.
You got any help for me, buddy?
Well, I have to answer, so I can no help you.
Yes, you can. Scream it out there for me.
You said it in the last one. You asked him, "Is that?" He was playing a song, the last song that we played.
At Margaritaville?
Yeah.
That's yeah.
right.
Who sings that?
Jimmy Buffett.
There you go.
Jimmy Buffett?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you are you even aware that Jimmy Buffett has passed away?
No. Wow. Okay.
So,
okay.
There you go. So Stevie passed away, so that's why we put Jimmy Buffett on today. And we're going to end it with Sail On Sailor. That was Brown Eyed Girls, but you didn't even know he did Brown Eyed Girls.
I didn't. See, now I'm just going to have to go back to listen to some Jimmy Buffett songs
yeah,
and just...
That's right. Yeah. And the whole Margaritaville album, listen to the whole thing.
I love Margaritaville. It's a great song. Yeah.
Look, did you not notice Dan and Lynn
Peterson's,
they did a, on their Facebook page, they had a sign behind Margaritaville and they took
Well, I
their
saw,
pictures.
Yeah, but I didn't understand why, okay.
Oh, man. You know what? You should come in my office every day, sit down, I'll fill you in on what's happening in the world.
Did they give you news on this on Spotify?
Yeah. Well, all of a sudden, his songs go to the top.
And you go, what's up with all the Jimmy Buffett songs? Yeah. You go, he passed away. I know, I'll make that my theme, and Steve won't have,
hey, listen,
Steve won't have a clue.
I'm going to make you feel better.
Okay.
Normally, Peter sent me a songs
yeah.
on Wednesday. Sorry, Peter, I have to call you out. He did it yesterday at 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
So you're good. I think you'll pass this one. Just
thank you, Juan. Thank you. Yes. 9 p.m. Yeah. Wow, you're slipping.
Well, I was slipping a lot because I get out Friday. I'm, you know, the planes are flying over because we're out at Clark Road, you know, and I get driving and I get like, you know, 15 minutes away from the shop and I went, oh, I didn't put my headset into the car. So turn around, go back, get my headset. Now I'm late for cutting the grass.
Oh,
because
well,
Friday night's
yes.
grass cutting.
Yeah, look out.
So I'm fly home, get home, you know, let the dog out, get the dog back in, start cutting the grass. Can't get it finished because I'm late. So I got to do more today.
Oh, boy.
A little trimming of the bushes and that. And then I get what, in, I sit
why
down.
Why don't you get one of those LED headlamps, then you could weed whip all yeah. you know, you could weed whip all night
well,
long.
I do. The neighbors the neighbors will tell you when the leaves fly, I'm out there in the dark with my riding lawnmower with the headlights on, picking up all the leaves and
oh my word.
Yeah. But wow. So then
And they allow you to stay in Byron?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I keep the noise down.
Okay.
But then I get in and I'm sitting down, I'm relaxing now, I'm eating my popcorn and I went, oh, shoot, I never sent the songs.
This is Friday night or
Thursday?
Friday night. Last night.
I went, well, I'll send them to him. Maybe when he gets in early, he can work on that.
Wow, you will won.
But these were easy ones. Sometimes I send them really hard ones, like the Christmas song.
Yeah, that was really hard.
Okay.
But you didn't even get it.
No.
I reached out for help yet again.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't need help last week because once you played Earth, Wind, and Fire September, that was kind of a, yeah. oh, okay, yeah. it's September, but yeah.
Yeah. It's just
one. Well, I can have a moment of silence for Jimmy Buffett right now. Okay.
One week I'll have you pick the songs and then I'll try to guess it.
Will you please?
Or we'll have Jamie Weisler, you know.
No, let me have a
award winning yeah. bumper music.
You can let me
champion.
Pick songs and I'll see how you do.
Yep. So we'll because we got, you know, we got to get you getting some of those. Now, I got a question that came in. You had this last week, so hopefully you got this answered down, you know. Another call. Can I buy filters from you?
You can buy filters from us. We stock some regular ones. If it's an odd filter that you've had trouble getting before, call us. We'll source it out and get it for you and call you when it's here. But, yeah, we have filters in our store. So just come and see us at 10 Pacific Court in East London, unit number 2. And come in and just kind of come in and say hello. You'll either see myself, Dean, Murray, Peter, Vanessa, Peter and Vanessa for sure, if, you know, Dean and Murray and I should be out on the road selling. But we'll certainly come in and look after you, and we'll get you a filter.
Now, you should follow us on Facebook.
Yes.
And all our social media, because, again, we've been talking about changes coming. And that's some of the pictures and the drone shots and all that we're going to be
exciting
doing.
Exciting times, yeah.
But you could have won tickets to Western Fair.
You could have, yes.
We gave away 2 sets of 4 and 1 set of 2.
Nice.
Tickets to Good. Go to the fair, and That's the way I head home. So I drive by the fair and watch the cranes putting it together.
We better also talk about Day of Dreams coming up, right?
Yeah, Day of Dreams on Wednesday. So what we do in collaboration with Western Fair is people who are sensitive to noise or have special needs that it becomes difficult to work around in the fair, they have what they call the Day of Dreams.
Right.
They open it up about 11 o'clock and it goes to roughly 2.
Right.
And where they are in, you have to call them and get a ticket ahead of time. So I think it's sold out now. But then they come and spend the day at the fair right. In a kind of a relaxed atmosphere.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's great just to see the smiles on their face.
It sure is. Yeah.
All so the kids happy. And
we're sponsoring that again this year.
We are, yeah. And we're going to try to bring the street curling.
Nice. Hopefully the weather agrees with us.
Yeah, that's right. And if it does, we'll have the street curling there for the kids to give that a try.
And is Dean going?
Dean's Murray and Luke are okay. All going to be there because for some reason we're in a golf tournament the same day.
Are we? Oh, that's
in
the
Oak Ridge.
That's the Optimus, right?
Yep. Yeah. Oak Ridge Optimus. So right. Yourself, I, and Josh and Brandon Inch are going to be playing that up. I think it's at West Haven.
Yes, I think so.
And so
that's a charity event as well, so that's good.
So we're just trying to give back to the community, and it will be a lot of fun at that point. So, and now, you know, I won't have to worry about hitting into you or playing better than you because we'll all be on the same team.
Tomorrow we'll tell the tale.
Yeah, we'll see what. Well, next week we'll talk about where we finished.
Won't we? Yes. Can we? You know, absolutely.
After I parred the ninth hole last week.
How are you on your putts?
My putts aren't good.
Oh, okay.
My putts.
Well, that's a shame.
You know what I think it is? Now that you brought that up, because I've been looking at that. You know, sometimes, like, I don't know if you do this, but my bag, when I'm on a golf cart, like a power cart, the clubs are in a different spot. And when I'm on a pole cart, which I use on Sundays, I have to move my clubs around. And where my putter goes, it's kind of tough to get it out. And sometimes it grabs.
I see.
And I think the grip has shifted.
No.
Because when I hold it in my hands and I put it down to the ball, it's just tilted ever so slightly.
Then you better call our nice friend David Sherwin. And he'll regrip that for you.
Well, I think I have. Because now what I'm doing, I'm putting it down and seeing that, and then I'm
making an adjustment.
Making an adjustment.
Now you're making all these great putts?
And I'm making great putts.
Okay.
So I have to get that fixed, but I've been waiting till the season's over.
Maybe you don't know which eye is dominant, and you're just kind of not focusing correctly.
Well, that's why I have glasses. But, no, I truly believe that's the problem. Because I was putting great start of the year, and then I've fell off.
I see. Okay.
So just think that's what it is. I'll let you try my putter on the practice green.
You know, I don't need to try anybody's putter because I'm solid with mine. And using somebody else's putter even to practice is just the kiss of death. So, no, I don't want to touch your putter. Thank you.
Well, I'll show it to you. When I line up, you take a look and you tell me if I'm lined up crooked.
Well, I don't think you're lined up properly on a putt no matter what. So you do your own thing. So
I do. And I usually sink them.
And that's putting. So,
So what you're doing a couple sales calls today?
I have two sales calls. Yeah. And I've got one tomorrow as well. So it's going to be a good weekend. When I'm on call, I prefer to work. So that's what I'll be doing.
And if you're heading out to the air show, say hello to Murray.
Yeah, Murray will be there.
Bright yellow and blue car will be out there. He was it today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I think he's going.
Tomorrow at 5 in the morning, he'll be in the line.
In line, and he'll be right up near the top.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to get gas out by the airport today at Dowler Carn. We'll see how that goes.
Right.
I might not be able to get to it.
You could just go to the building and get a lawn chair, climb up
on the roof,
put a lawn chair on the roof, and you'd have a good vantage point.
I thought of doing that, but it's going to rain.
Well, then take an umbrella.
I don't have any hair up in the top to protect me. So
true.
It runs down a little bit. So we want to thank you for listening today. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
unsettled ocean, through restless water and deep commotion.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.